2 minutes after one. We're in the final hour of Destination Out. Just completed a feature on the band Circle. And interestingly, we played three tracks, and two of them were fragments of extended pieces. So, you know, it makes that music difficult to get airplay at any point in time, and you know, lends to part of the obscurity of the music. When doesn't mean it's not valid or good music, but it just it's hard to present that music over the traditional airwaves, if you will, and that kind of thing. So, okay, onward here. We're gonna play a cut here from a duet album recorded in '68 with Gato Barbarian, Dollar Brand, or Abdullah Ibrahim. By the way, Abdullah Ibrahim is playing in Ann Arbor here next month. He was supposed to play with Hugh Masekela, who passed away about a month ago, and they replaced him with another South African trumpeter. But that's coming up soon. But this is a kind of a famous album. Originally came out on a European label and then came out on the Heirs to Freedom label in the States. Gato was playing with Don Cherry and kind of hooking up, getting into world music collaborations with Carl Berger and people like that, and met up with Dollar Brand in Europe, and they recorded this album in Italy in 1968. And then Gato went on and started to put out his Latin American albums and did the Last Tango in Paris album that he probably got the most recognition for, that soundtrack. But we're going to hear a cut here titled 81st Street, nice duet piece with Gato and Dollar Brand. Thank you.
Thank you.
Couple of cuts there featuring Gatto Barbieri. That was from a CD reissue of Last Tango in Paris that is a double disc. One disc is the music that was recorded for the film score. That's where that track came from. And then the other one was a film soundtrack. And to my knowledge, I've been kind of running this through David Ginsberg and trying to read up on it. There are two separate recording dates and maybe even ensembles, but the music's really different from the film score, which didn't exist in vinyl format. And then when they came out with CD, they issued them separately, but then didn't really break down the artists that recorded. But anyway, that was just like there's like a bunch of saxophone shorts and percussion jams and trio and quartet and accordion things. And the film score is really a cool addition on the CD because it's really a beautiful soundtrack anyway. And it's a nice addition, and it's just kind of cool hearing some of the excerpts like that are included in it. So, like, on vinyl, it's just the soundtrack. And on CD, Ryko Disc put it out with some extra tracks from the film score. And then on this quartet label, European label, they put it out as a double disc, remastered with incredibly superior sound to the other ones. And so that it's a pretty interesting take on it, if you will. We are at 16 minutes after the hour. And next we're going to turn to Archie Shepp from a CD called Live in San Francisco. We're going to hear a cut called 3 for a quarter, 1 for a dime. And we're in the CD LP mode here talking about stuff. This song appeared on an album under this name, 3 for a quarter, 1 for a dime. There's two albums, Live in San Francisco and then the 3 for a quarter, 1 for a dime, that are from the same concert but issued as two separate LPs. And they combined them on one CD on Impulse in 98 and issued these. And so we're going to hear the 3 for a quarter, 1 for a dime track. Really an outstanding band with Roswell Rudd on trombone, Shep on tenor, Donald Garrett and Louis Worrell, both on bass, and Beaver Harris on drums, from 1966. I'm
Thank you. Ha ha ha! Thank you. Ha 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 ha!
three for a quarter, one for a dime. Archie Shepp, Roswell Rudd, Donald Garrett, Lewis Worrell, Beaver Harris, from an Impulse CD in this case, Live in San Francisco, which, as I mentioned at the top of that set, compiles two albums on one disc, but all from the same concert. We're at the last 10 minutes of the program. This is WCMU, your music and NPR news station. And we're going to turn to, I think, a real cool Sun Ra record from 1963, one that was really obscure on vinyl. The CD gets around a little bit now. It's called Continuation. And it's on the Corbett versus Dempsey label. It's a two CD set. CD 1 is the original album, and CD 2 is all bonus tracks, and it's just a really cool band and a great session. Walter Miller's on trumpet, Ali Hassan trombone, John Gilmore tenor, Marshall Allen alto, Danny Davis alto and clarinet, Pat Patrick baritone, Robert Cummings bass clarinet, Art Jenkins percussion and space voice, Ronnie Boykins bass, Tommy Hunter drums, Sun Ra piano. And once again, we're going to hear a cut called Endlessness. We'll be right back.
Thank you.